from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia and the U.S. narrow differences over Syria. It's on to New York. The United States and Russia Tuesday agreed to hold a third meeting of the International Syria Support Group Friday on ending the Syrian conflict and charting the country's political future. The decision came after meetings in Moscow between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and President Vladimir Putin and Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Zlatika Hoke has this for VOA.
Kerry met with Russian President Vladimir Putin at the Kremlin after discussions with Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov.
I think there is no question, Foreign Minister Lavrov and I have agreed that together the United States and Russia have an ability to be able to make a significant difference here.
Putin said he welcomes the opportunity to discuss U.S. proposals. After the talks, Kerry said the United States and Russia have similar goals for Syria, that it should be non-sectarian and free of terrorists. But he called on Moscow to stop bombing the opposition in Syria on the pretext of fighting extremists. Zlatica Hoek, VOA News, Washington.
Following Friday's meeting in New York, a draft resolution is expected for the Security Council to consider on a transition for Syria. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter made an unannounced visit Wednesday to Iraq as part of a trip to seek more help in the battle against Islamic State militants.
In addition to those who have joined the campaign here, we really are looking for the rest of the world to step up.
He's expected to meet with Iraqi leaders as well as his commanders to get their assessment of the campaign. In Turkey Tuesday, he urged more Turkish air and ground support for the U.S.-led coalition and pressed Ankara to better secure its border. This is VOA News. The UN Nuclear Agency has officially closed its more than decade-old investigation into allegations Iran once worked to develop nuclear weapons. The approval Tuesday came after the chief of the International Atomic Energy Agency, Yukiya Amano, said that there were no credible indications of nuclear weapons-related activities after 2009. But, he said, IAEA inspections will continue.
Completion of my assessment is an important step forward, but much work remains to be done. The IAEA will continue to undertake verification work in Iran. But in future, Iran will implement the additional protocol to its safe haven agreement with the agency, and we will have powerful extra verification tools at our disposal.
Meanwhile, UN experts have concluded that Iran violated a UN resolution when it fired a ballistic missile in October. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says additional sanctions are possible.
A number of the individuals who were connected to that launch are already subject to significant sanctions by the United States. But I certainly wouldn't rule out additional steps if our national security officials determine that additional sanctions would be useful in countering this activity.
A UN resolution prohibits Iran from launching ballistic missiles capable of delivering nuclear weapons, but Tehran denies the rockets are nuclear capable. Well, for practically no cost, young men on the streets of the Malian capital of Bamako will put the latest hit songs onto your cell phone or memory stick. They're called telechargeurs or downloaders. With limited means to stop the pirating of their songs, musicians are now using the downloaders to promote their work. Katerina Heya has more for VOA from Bamako.
When Sidiki Diabaté, the son of Mali's choir master Toumani Diabaté, wanted to promote his latest release, he did not bother with radio TV spots. Instead, he sent his manager to Fankele Diara Street to see the telechargeurs. The young men crouch over the laptops. They transfer tunes to mobile phones and USB sticks for as little as 4 cents a song. Sidiki is the most asked for artist. Playing his music on slow days can draw dozens of customers. But not all artists are happy to see their records ripped and shared on the street. The street downloaders do not share their profits. Katerina Heye for VOA News, Bamako.
Now, the Malian Federation of Musicians has struggled to fight pirating. In 2014, the government granted the association a $1 cut from every SIM card sold by mobile phone companies. But that tax was later overturned in the court. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.